I'm Jen Shaw.
And I'm Kate O'Reilly.
And you're listening to XOXO
JK, a show about good stuff, real stuff, funny stuff, and all the stuff that happened this week.
Oh my God, it was crazy. Lots of stuff that happened this week. I mean, we had Thanksgiving.
We had Thanksgiving, yeah.
That is like, you know, huge in the start of the crazy 1 month time before
known
the end
as
of the year.
The holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And shopping small.
Mm-hmm.
And participating in that, not just on that Shop Small Saturday, but throughout the year. And as we shop, do the most, you know, a big bulk of our shopping over the holidays for people, whether it's food or gifts.
Totally. Which is perfect because also we want to talk about like learning to cook for yourself, which I think is huge, especially coming off of Thanksgiving. Like when I go to Thanksgiving places, people are always like, how about you just bring like some sodas or some rolls?
Or you maybe want to be known as more than the soda girl?
Or maybe the veggie platter, which I just buy, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I think that's a worthy goal.
Well, I learned how to cook from you because you make all these like amazing things, and then you tell me how to do them, and I'm like, oh, I could do.
Well, I grew up in a kitchen, so I have more practice, which is all it is doing it.
That's
all
true.
It is. And then we'll also have our very popular segment, Tweets of the Week.
Tweets of the Week.
So let's talk about Thanksgiving. How was yours? Did you travel?
I didn't. I was in town. I had shows all weekend at the Joke Joint, so I was there.
Oh, you were saying it's a really busy good time for comedy and performing. Okay.
So I stayed in town, and the Ferris family, Priscilla and her two daughters, Maggie and Emma, I spent Thanksgiving with them and their family.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which was great. So it was interesting because it was a couple other of our misfit friends came, and then Priscilla's sister, Virginia, and her two daughters, and then their father, Miles Lord, who maybe you know, used to be a federal judge, very prominent federal judge in Minnesota. He's 95 now.
Yes. So, we ran into him in an elevator once, and my mom told me who he was, mm-hmm. and I think I was around like...
Really distinct cases that changed.
Yeah, 10 or 12. Minnesota. Yeah. Awesome.
So yeah, he's 95, and it was hilarious because it was all women and him.
Amazing.
Yeah. And so we had some pretty good laughs, and you know, aww. He's got some dementia and things, so but he's still really like whip smart and witty. And so I posted a photo on my Facebook and my Instagram of us doing a pyramid, and then Miles is like the topper of the pyramid, but he's just standing with his walker.
I saw that.
Behind it. Yeah, super funny. So they're really, I love them a lot, and they're just really beautiful people. So it was fun to spend the holidays with them.
I love the tradition of spending holidays with people you love,
mm-hmm.
not with necessarily strictly with family.
Agreed.
Or chosen family, or the popularity of Friendsgiving. And makes me so happy,
mm-hmm.
because we don't need to be around people that don't make us feel amazing,
right.
whether or not they're related to us or not.
Right. Exactly.
I think it is a choice, and it makes me so happy that.
Agreed.
I was with my parents. I was with my folks live in town, and we were there, and it was really fun. We have my two boys and my two nieces. They're all 3 years apart.
Cute.
So they get along really well. So it's all about them. And we colored OU turkeys. Those like OU turkey from the Star Tribune. It's like a blank.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So my mom has been saving them forever. So we brought a bunch out. I brought mine over. My sister brought hers over from her paper. And so we sat around there like coffee table and colored. And
That's awesome.
It was funny. Like we made jokes about my sister was really slow colorer. And I don't think I've ever seen, you know, like I've never really colored, sat down and colored forever with the girls. We've drawn things for each other and stuff. So it was really fun.
That's
to see.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I did like a flamboyant one.
Of course you did.
And so it was nice. And then we all brought stuff. My mom makes most of the hot food. And then, you know, so we don't have to chance mm-hmm. for hot stuff. She asked us to bring like rolls, salad, cranberry sauce, booze.
What did you make?
I made a salad, spinach salad with chev,
these nuts.
Spicy walnuts, pomegranate,
nuts.
And I fried up some sage, which is
what?
Like whole sage leaves. Oh my God, you could eat it like potato chips.
Wait a second. Did you also get rid of the spirits when you did that?
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that.
You totally like cleansed your home.
Oh, because you burn sage mm-hmm. in that. Yeah, I never put two and two together.
So yes, wait, you can make sage chips like kale chips? I know how to make those.
Yeah, yes. I don't know if you can.
This is like some olive oil.
These are in like a really shallow olive oil, mm-hmm. hot olive oil, and it takes maybe 8 seconds because they're so porous. And then they come out like crispy. So I layered those into the salad, and then they kind of disintegrate. God, and you so add like good. A really good amount of salt to them. And then I made a lemon sage dressing, which is one of the things I love to make because it's so much better than store-bought. Mm-hmm. And then I made cranberry sauce with raspberry.
Oh, so good.
And then I actually, my mom said earlier in the week that she was really hungry for French silk. Pie.
You made a French silk pie.
And it's, I don't really care for pie and I don't like.
That is like my favorite.
Like the putsy crust and stuff isn't my, for mm-hmm. my like hands. It's just like, I'm not good at that. But French silk has, we do Oreo crust.
Oh my God.
So I just smooshed Oreos and then I made the.
Like with butter, you mix it.
Butter and bake it for 5 minutes and the boys helped. And then you buy pasteurized eggs, which eggs aren't typically pasteurized. So then you just whip like chocolate, butter, eggs, and sugar for a very long time on high.
Do you use a whip or are you using your immersion?
I use the stand mixer, like okay. a KitchenAid stand mixer. And I have it on the counter for the season right now. But yeah, it was
because I saw like what was it? Coleman woke up and wanted to make Triceratops cookies, so you did.
I had a Triceratops. He must have seen it in the cupboard. And that's, I think, like a while ago. Yeah. And that's why he wanted to make those. Because if we didn't have that cutter, we would have been cutting them out by hand.
Yeah.
But I rolled some dough, store-bought dough. So that's I didn't amazing. Have to, you know, make the cookie dough. And then, but I did make buttercream frosting. So he wanted to make those. And, you know, I have to say that I've loved to seize the moment with the kids. Like I love to,
I think that's so cool,
have the stuff they want to do and like make the magic happen. I really love that.
What a cool mom you are.
Oh, thanks. But I think that it's even more on my mind right now because of our friends Aaron and Nora. And yeah. And you know, Aaron, we talked a lot about Aaron and Nora in our last episode, and he passed away.
Yeah.
And
best obituary I've ever
And he has the best obituary ever, but I don't want to dwell on that too much. But please read the obituary because it is so kick ass. But I wanted to just say, like, it's really on my mind. There isn't any time to waste. And that's not supposed to be an anxiety ridden thing. It's just that it is on my brain.
Like if you want to do something, just fucking do it.
Just drive to the store in your pajamas yep. and get the butter.
See, I always think of that. I always think that about like with relationships and stuff. Like this is the thing I don't get as an adult in relationships. It's like, if you like somebody, why don't you just tell them that you like them and just move on? And like, do you know, why do you got to play the stupid game stuff? Like this really.
Feel the feelings, get in there.
Yeah. I just, take the risk. It makes me crazy.
Yeah, and so I just want to, you know, I want to also raise people that do things like that. Yeah. So there is no choice but to model it. That is the hardest part about parenting.
That is so
there
cool.
isn't there's no fudging it. Like you if you want them to be people that take risks and you know make cookies at 9 a.m., you just have to be like, "Okay, let's do it." And you have to be, you know, so much of life I've realized in the last 2 years or even last year or so is being game. Like, just like, I'm game for that. Yeah. Like, I'm rested enough, well enough. Mm-hmm. I have a little bit of, you know, cash.
Yep.
Like, just being whatever that means for you, being game. And because yep. I think being like the saying, like, being present is sort of, people aren't hearing that anymore because we have dwelled on it so much. But just being open, just being ready and open and be like, yeah, you want to go see this show with me? Yeah, I'd love to. And be like, okay, you know what? I have my shit together enough to be able to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
If it does sound appealing to me. And sometimes it doesn't. And then you say no.
Right. And that's okay.
So, yeah. So I had a good Thanksgiving.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think it was I think it's become what we wanted it to be.
Perfect.
Although I didn't get a serving of sweet potatoes.
I didn't either.
So we have to make sweet potatoes. I know. Let's make turkey dinner sometime this winter and we'll make sweet and all sweet the potatoes. Stuff we really...
And you know what? I eat a lot of sweet potatoes like in my regular life, but not like Thanksgiving sweet potatoes, which are like
bourbon and
and like marshmallowy or whatever. Oh. I never eat those kind. You're gonna make fun of me for this, but I eat a lot of baby food sweet potatoes.
Do you love them?
Because like after the gym and stuff, like that is like a vegetable that you should like. It has all the important things to eat after a workout.
Good carbs.
Yeah, and I don't have time to like sit around and puree shit, so I just buy like the little packets.
Yeah, smart.
And people, it is smart, but I get made fun of bad for that, and I don't care.
And is it now that it's in the packets? Is it a little more like it's not in the baby food jars?
No, it's like literally like a on the go. You just like squeeze into your mouth.
Yeah, they have those. Actually, they have them for adults now. I saw. Because the applesauce comes in packets now, just for regular, like elementary kids, instead of cups or jars. And so, but I saw they had some adult ones with like pomegranate or kale. So you might.
Where is that in the grocery?
I don't know, but I will find out for you.
Well, I always think people are nicer to me at the grocery because I have like 18 packets of sweet potato baby food. And they're like, oh, that lady has a baby.
Your baby's going to turn orange. Yep.
Be nice to her.
Yeah.
She has a baby.
Well, I think that, you know, if people have kids, then they know that people with babies are probably suffering.
Yeah, totally.
Because it is. It's so, so much work. But. So let's make a turkey dinner and have all the things we wanted. Okay. My mom makes a great meal, but do you know how there's just certain things that you want to have a portion of? And I found myself wanting I love the restaurant Brasa.
Oh, me too.
And all their sides. So I want I want some
collard greens.
But I want a lot of I want the turkey, but and I want some mashed potatoes, but then I want to fill the plate with every color vegetable.
So good. Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
I think eat baby food if that gets you more vegetables. I think do anything possible because we now know that how important
it is.
Someone tweeted, I think it was a while ago now, but said, if you're not hungry for vegetables, you're not hungry.
Mm-hmm. You're so good.
And I was like, wow, that's a very
Although
true.
Although I sometimes get hungry for meat.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get hungry for salt.
Yeah, but I think the point was like...
I know.
Okay. I'm a jerk.
My fangs come out sometimes and I'm like, I need a steak right now.
Yeah, no, I do too. I definitely do. Mm-hmm. I have to eat protein every morning. I can't eat carbs in the morning. I don't have a productive...
Like a donut?
My day is so screwed if I have only carbs.
What do you
carbs.
Eat? I usually eat eggs.
I eat eggs. I eat eggs and I eat also...
Some avocado.
Bacon. Avocado.
Do you eat Beeler's bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we
I
do
eat the
too.
Best bacon. It's Once the you best have the best bacon, you can't go back.
Maggie, my friend Maggie Ferris said her mom asked her what she wanted for Christmas. She told me this morning. Her mom asked her what she wanted her for Christmas, and she said Beeler's bacon.
Maggie?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She just said, I just want Beeler's bacon. And she goes, so I hope she gives me like 8 packs.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I hope I get to.
Bacon freezes well, too.
Eat some of that. Yeah.
It does.
She also said, do you guys ever have guests on your podcast? And I said, nope.
I've had a couple people ask too. I was like, we just started, we're not to the guest point yet. I love you. Nope. Yeah, but maybe we will. Maybe we will eventually. We should start a series. Maybe Interesting Peeps series.
So Saturday, Thanksgiving weekend, was also Shop Small. Business Saturday.
Yeah.
Business Saturday.
I think that it's important to say, even though there is one day a year, which is true of any time, like Thanksgiving Day, you're thankful all year round. Mm-hmm. Mother's Day, you love your mom all year. Shop Small.
Children's Day, every day.
Children's Day, go the fuck to sleep. Yeah. So I think it's important to shop small all year round.
But it's super interesting that this day, and I'm sure it's purposefully placed in this spot.
Yeah.
Immediately following Black Friday.
Right. And I think they were smart to not compete with Black Friday. But instead of that.
It's like the total polar opposite, you know, because Black Friday is all about the big box and the deals and the whatever and then the people murdering each other and stampedes and... grossness and just overindulgence. And
yeah, but it's also a time for people who really do need to save to get good deals on stuff. So I try.
See, that's where you're the XOXO. That's right
there. That I try and focus on that because the other part makes me so sick to my stomach.
Did you ever go Black Friday shopping?
No.
Ever as a kid or anything?
No. My parents are not shoppers. We didn't have a VCR until I was in high school. Like, they are not material people. And that's, I think it was great. I hated it at some point, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure, but
we did as kids, but I think it was what you said. My mom just wanted, like, good deals on things to provide for her family.
To make them possible.
Right.
And I think that's the part that sometimes we miss. And I have gone out to the mall on that day because we had to get out, like, because we had kids. Yeah. So we like go push our kids around the mall for a while or play at the little playland because it's cold out. And and it's usually fine by like afternoon, 4 or 5. It's the morning early that's kind of nuts. Yeah. So I wanted to talk about Shop Small a little bit and like how, if you really think about it, how easy it is to spend your dollars. And I know I had a few tweets come up and you mentioned too, like you have a hard time participating in something that American Express, you know, they kind of started the Shop Small Saturday.
I think it's a great concept. I think it's,
but I get the,
but the tie-in, it's like Coca-Cola sponsoring Sesame Street, you know, it's like,
right, it seems backwards. It seems like they're promoting, but
and I think wasn't it maybe and this is wrong, but I feel like the first few years, because I worked at a small business last year when we had this.
Yeah.
And there was something with American Express too, whereas like if you did use your card, there was something.
Like a bonus?
Some kind of something. So I feel like that's kind of why I was jaded on it, because I was like, really?
Yeah. So they don't, I actually caught the CEO or the CEO or something of American Express on, and not to say that, you know, the whole company is great or anything, but I caught him on the Today Show last week talking about it. And he was like, you know, the small business is the backbone of our economy.
It's totally true.
And you know, we wanted to highlight this because, you know, we know for sure that Black Friday is a thing and that it's not going to stop. So why don't we band together the small businesses in different cities worldwide, and they don't have to pay anything to participate. They just have to register, and we will promote them and be like, let's make a day of it.
Yep.
And so it made me feel... It made me feel great about it. And and also it's one of those things, it's a way to a means, right? Like even though there's a part of it that you're just like, I'm not sure that settles, well then pay with cash that day.
Right.
And then just realize that American Express is using their marketing money to promote small business.
Oh my God. And like their machine is huge.
Right. Like this is a drop in the hat for them.
Yeah.
So
I like these kinds of days though, because it reminds me of like record store day and like comic book day. You know, like just like cool people like go out and do cool stuff.
And then you
probably do anyway, but it's just sort of all happening on what I give to the max day. I mean, same kind of concept.
You know? And then you just, I think it's an intense, you get an intense feeling of having participated in something, which I think then carries on.
Right.
So then you're in the stores for the day and you're thinking, I really love to shop here and I can find things for people that are hard to shop for, which is also great. So I wanted to mention a few shops. You want to mention a few shops?
Yeah. Well, I think everybody probably loves I Like You.
I brought it up on Facebook yesterday. Where are you shopping small in Minneapolis, St. Paul today? Because I run a small business of my own, and it's not a retail business. It's a service-based business, but still. And so I always want to talk about the conversation because you'll be,
I have a small business Minneapolis, too.
Yeah, or Northeast, and you won't know about shops in South Minneapolis in your neighborhood.
Right.
Because we're a big enough city now where you will have never heard of something across town. So, but I had a ton of
people say I like you. It's cute. So Angela, who's one of the owners, and she used to be our server all the time when we would hang out at Sweeney's in St. Paul.
Oh, nice.
So we knew her when she was first. She used to do like pop-up craft type things around town. So she'd always tell us about them. And then, and when I say regular, we used to go to Sweeney's like every Friday on the regs, and maybe shut it down. So, yeah. She's been in a pyramid or two with us. back in the day, we used to build human pyramids inside Sweeney's.
I love your human pyramid thing.
Thank you. Thank you. But anyway, so when I Like You opened, that was really exciting. And I love just going in there because it's all like artisan, handmade, you know,
but local. Good stuff.
Yeah, way good. Oh. T-shirts, prints, cards.
I can shop blindfolded gifts, in there.
Like yeah. soaps, dishes. Like it's just awesome stuff. And it's just fun to like go into, even if you don't buy anything. Like the visual stimulation is amazing. The way they have it set up and designed is great.
Mm-hmm.
The color, like the ground is like that, like turf.
AstroTurf?
Yeah. It's just, it's fun. It's cool. Like you just feel happy when you're in there. And so kudos to them for that. I love it. And in fact, I buy pretty much every gift there. Like literally.
The cards too.
Mm-hmm.
So great.
Yep. That's where I got that card for you from.
Oh, I love that card.
super cute. And then I also love Hunt and Gather, which is over, what is it, like 50th and Xerxes, I think, in South. But it's sort of a, you know, these folks kind of go out and collect all of these things and then random stuff and bring it in. And
like American Pickers?
Yeah.
Okay, it's exactly I didn't know what
like
kind of
that.
Shop it was.
Yep, it's exactly like that. So, you know, furniture and kind of like old, like maybe from like estate sales and stuff like that, or like weird light up letters that you know, if you were like in the market for a big G, you could probably find it there, that has like the
always
big bulb
in the market
lights
for a big G.
Yeah, I mean, you just like these cool things that you don't even know you would want or exist, but again, the staging that they do there is amazing as well. And so it's just fun to like go roam your way through for a couple hours and just sort of see what is kind of the stuff that's out there. I love that.
And there's another shop. I mean, there's a lot of pop-up shops like that now, but there's one called Junket on Minnehaha that is, the way she puts stuff together makes me so happy.
Yeah, like Ease Emporium on like 38th in Minnehaha. And
there are probably
Covet.
A dozen mm-hmm. reuse.
Refine, refurnish.
On Minnehaha now. It's sort of, I think it's because there were so many empty spaces there that were
Just get something in it.
Yep. And there's some clothing stores, some like garden stuff. And then there's Junket, which she's taken over that whole building now.
I got to go there.
Lovely place. And everything from like letterpress to furniture to trophies to, she's reused like dictionaries and made prints on them.
What?
Like dictionary pages, and then put like a quote on top of it with the letterpress letters. So she's like taking it a next step, another step further. Yeah.
That's cool.
I got to get to Hunt and Gather. I haven't been there in person yet.
Well, and then my last one that I just wanted to mention was Dangerous Man Brewing, because we got lots of beer here in the Twin Cities, but Dangerous Man, I love a lot of them, but I just really like Dangerous Man a lot. For one, I just love pretty much everything about them. Like the people that work there, the space is really cool. It's like smack dab in a neighborhood on a corner. So there's like houses next door. It's very cool.
It's a great room.
It's a great room. And it's small. So you feel, you know, pretty much you always have to wait to get in there. But it's small. And when you find a spot, you're usually at a table with other people. So it start, you know, kind of Huga. Sparks a conversation. Yeah, totally. Conversation with other people. The beer is great. Like I just like everything that they do, the logo, you know, they don't sell their beer anywhere other than there, which I also give them total props for, because they're just killing it.
Yeah.
And that's, they're not a big distributing deal. And they're just, you know, they're just doing it all right from their tap room.
Right.
And
I love that.
That's great. Yep.
It's easier than ever to drink local in Minneapolis.
It is.
St.
Paul. And plus they all have beards, which is adorable. I just have a thing for that.
Yeah, it's sexy.
Mm-hmm, it really is.
Okay. You want to like cuddle up, soft flannel shirt and a beard? Yep, I'll just live there.
Somebody please.
I wanted to mention Buster's on 28th.
Oh yeah, they just reopened not that long ago, right?
Yeah, and you know, my brother owns a couple of local restaurants, Republic, and just bought Dan Kelly's downtown. So it's like obvious that I would mention those places too. He serves local food and local beer, but Buster's is just the sweetest place. It's surprising how good their food is.
Yeah.
And they have these homemade kettle chips and onion dip. You could just go there and order that.
So good.
And have a couple local beers. And they have a row of booths. So you almost always get to sit at a booth or then they have high tables and the big bar. But it's just, and it's right next door to a baker's wife. It's a great little corner. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been
since they reopened.
Yeah, you should go back. I like to get their barbecued pulled pork.
Oh, that's so good too. We should go. Let's have a lady date.
We could.
Kyle's invited too.
And then we could record our podcast there.
That would be fun.
Yeah. So I wanted to mention that because I think it's, especially since the reopening, I think they've been busy, mm-hmm. but I feel like it's definitely worth a mention.
Absolutely.
I wanted to mention Kazana, and I hope I'm saying that right. It's a place on Lindale that you see all the time.
Now that you told me that, like, that's in my brain.
It's in a house.
Yeah.
And I want to say it's the one with the, like, with the old English phone booth outside, and I don't know if there's an actual phone in there, but it's like a Indian textiles and art, and just gorgeous. A friend of mine started working there recently, and the photos she put posts with merchandise from the store are just like that saturated color when you think of India, like the deep jewel tones, mm-hmm. and golds and lots of Buddha statues and yeah. So I wanted to mention that because I think it's worth a shop. There's also a Rewind over there, like a block away. And then the Wedge is right there as well. So it's a great local block between Franklin and and 26th or so. And then World Street Kitchen. There's so many great places.
I haven't been
right
to World Street Kitchen yet either.
Well, I've been enough for the both of us.
I've heard so many great things about it though.
I go, I think, probably once a week.
Really?
Or so. Mm-hmm. I get a bowl with, they have a bowl with the hoisin beef, like really thin, just melts away in your mouth, and rice. And then there's an egg in there, a soft boiled egg. And then there's the kimchi, which is so good for you, especially over the winter, fermented foods, and some sort of magical sauce. And slaw.
I'm gonna have to go order that.
My jaw is my mouth is watering just thinking about it.
Mine is too.
It's so good. And everything on the menu is good. There's a fried chicken sandwich on a biscuit that's you could probably have once a year and justify it. If you, maybe if you're working out every day, you could have it more, but.
No, probably not.
It's so good. So I wanted to mention that. And then I wanted to mention, and we'll link up all these places on our show notes so you'll be able to get to them. I wanted to also mention Miter Box on Washington, which is a frame shop at its base, but then has the front part and scattered throughout is unbelievably well curated gifts and cards, wrap. And then they also have a lot of stuff for pets, cats and dogs.
I've never been in there. I got to go in there.
And I wandered into Miter Box in its original location, which was right next door to Corner Coffee on North 2nd.
Okay.
Sort of behind where Smack Shack is now, before the North Loop was even called the North Loop in Minneapolis. I wandered in there because I worked at Island Cycle Supply in college, and there was a coffee shop next door, so I got coffee, and then I kind of peeked over and saw this place and met its owner, Sarah, and now she's moved on to Washington Avenue, I think 7 or 8 years ago, right on the same block as One-on-One and Hot Dish.
Oh, nice.
And she just
I have seen it then. I know exactly. Okay.
The best stuff. And there is parking in the back and there's tons of parking on Washington, but she's got cards, every kind of letterpress, beautiful cards for amazing. One mm-hmm. of them says here comes the brides is the one that
cute.
I noticed last time, and just cute pet ones. And there was one that said stop hammer time with a hammerhead shark on it that I loved.
Nice.
Because my older son went as a hammerhead shark for Christmas. For Christmas, for Halloween. And so I wanted to mention Miter Box. Just such a lovely shop.
I love that. We should have everybody who listens to this, all three of you, should tell us what your favorite small shops are in Minneapolis and St. Paul or wherever you live.
Yeah, tweet us and we will share it with our followers. And let's get our heads in the space of shopping small all year round, mm-hmm. not just on that day.
Yeah.
Small shops are the backbone of our neighborhoods. They're the backbone of our economy in general. And they employ you know, they also are able to, you know, hire more people and have more extended hours when we patronize them. They help your house value. They do, yeah.
Well, we were talking about, so Kate gave me this lovely snack of these spicy walnuts. And I said, did you make these? And she said, yes, I did. And then she told me how she did it, which she'll repeat. But I was like, I'm learning how to cook from you, Kate, because I don't know how. I don't know how to cook at all. Like, I can bake a chicken breast or, like, grill a steak or, like, steam some vegetables, but that is, like, legitimately the extent of my cooking knowledge. Like, if you were like, make some spicy walnuts, I'd be like, can you just buy those?
Right. It's so easy. And so I think that it's all about repetition.
You're such a good cook.
Thank you. Well, I grew up in a kitchen. I grew up helping my mom. My dad was a cook in the army. And so he taught me how to cook a lot of the basics.
That's neat. I think my dad only knows how to fry an egg.
Yeah, he contributed a lot to.
That's cool.
Yeah, he did certain things and my mom did certain things. You know, like they were in charge of certain things. And so I grew up in the kitchen, and I, honest to God, I think that is the only reason why I'm a comfortable cook. I think it's just about repetition. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's any special skill. It is a little bit about risking, but that also comes with doing something more, you know? So I don't think you need to be good at making 100 things. I think you just need to learn to master the stuff you love.
Somebody told me about, I've been trying to follow like a more paleo primal type diet. I don't follow it to a T exactly, but just
that's probably kinda healthy.
Yeah, but just kind of make a little more. Well, it's sort of like a no dairy, no grain kind of diet. Meats, vegetables, fruits, nuts.
How hard is the dairy part?
No sugar. Well, I really like cheese, so it's hard, but I've curbed it quite a bit. I don't eat it as much, but I did bring some cheese to your house today.
So yeah.
I was like, cheese!
Everything in moderation, but I think in general that, you know, curbing dairy isn't a terrible idea.
No.
It causes my skin to be really red.
Yeah. Well, that and you think, milk is for babies to grow.
Milk is for baby cows.
Yeah. But like every animal has like a bait, you know what I mean? Like milk or whatever, like that they.
It's a little overdone.
No other species continues to drink milk like into their adulthood. I haven't been able to drink milk since I was probably a teenager because I have bad memories of my mom. Like she's
forcing it.
Well, she would set like in the summer. Dead of summer, heat of summer, right? Set the table like an hour before dinner and then pour the milk and it would just sit there.
Oh my God, my stomach
just turned. So like and we had to drink it, you know? And so like I just, it's gross to me. Plus the thought of something coming out of a cow udder just also just grosses me out.
Well, we now know about allergies and intolerances that the more we eat or drink something, the more likely we are to be allergic to it later in life. And that is probably why so many people are allergic to milk now or are lactose intolerant because we were forced to drink it because of the big milk marketing campaign that happened in our parents kind of when they were coming of ages, families and having kids. Mm-hmm. Like that's when the milk was first marketed. And so it's no question why, you know, we are allergic to these things. But it's interesting that I think that paleo is not a terrible diet. I would hate to see anyone go extreme in any way.
Absolutely.
But
just making better choices, you know, I don't I'll be like, yeah, I don't really need to eat. Like it's basically like cut sugar out and, you know, but people take it to the extreme, of course. And I don't. But like thinking about making lasagna, I had a friend who was gave me a recipe of using. Oh, shit. What did she say? She used something else instead of the noodles. It was like squash. Mm-hmm. She just sliced the butternut squash like lengthwise as noodles instead of, you know, using the pasta because pasta just has no benefit to you whatsoever.
Right. It's like the same as putting Cheetos in your lasagna.
There's like nothing. And I was like, you can do that.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
I made a lasagna. The last lasagna I made was with the quinoa.
Yeah.
Noodles. So they actually take take quinoa and make it into noodles, like a pressed noodle.
But where do you find those?
You can find them anywhere conventionally now. Really? Cub, or I can find them at my co-op or Lund's.
Do you go to the same co-op as I do?
Yeah, Eastside Co-op. Shout out to Eastside Co-op.
Eastside. I was just there.
So I was going to say, I'm actually developing a cooking show right
you
now.
You are, which is super exciting because you should share your talents with the world.
Well, I think that it's something that I really want to do. And what I really want is to take away the idea that you have to be a master chef to cook well for yourself.
Can you just tell everybody what it's called? Because it's my favorite thing in the whole world. Oh,
it's called Hot and Fresh Out the Kitchen.
I'm a rolling that body, got every man in here wishing, sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk.
Couch dancing.
It's a freaking weekend, baby. There we go. That's going to be your theme song.
It is. I had the idea because I love that like old fashioned hot and fresh chicken sign, you know, the red with kind of the puffy scrolly letters. And so I told the graphic designer that, that does all my stuff, Chelsea Brink, I told her like what the inspiration was and wrote like a ton of notes about what I wanted the logo to look like. Anyway, so it's not about being able to make 100 things. It's being able to make 5 things well and things that are like good for you, fit your dietary needs. And that also includes like snacking and like a lot of I eat a lot of breakfast food. Like I eat a ton of eggs and just figuring out what do I want to learn how to make that I'm going to be able to feed myself and my friends. So that's I'm perfect. Excited. And I made spicy walnuts is one of the things I snack on a lot. So
I'm going to go home and make some spicy walnuts because I have some walnuts in my cabinet that I bought.
Good. They're so easy. They're so easy. Do it. And they're not, there's no measuring or anything involved.
Good. We're going to do it.
You just need an oven, a cookie sheet.
I have all of those things.
See? It can also be about that. Like, what pans do you have? Okay, I'll teach you how to make something in those pans.
Yep.
And then I know a ton of chefs in town. So I thought as a segment, I'll have them over to talk about what they make for themselves and their families.
That's cool.
So not fancy, but just like, what do you make when you're starving? Or what do you make on Saturday morning for your crew? That kind of stuff.
I would watch that.
Yeah. I think that learning how to cook for yourself is more attainable than you think. But I think a lot of those skills have fallen away in the last 10 years. Like people between 25 and 35, not a lot of them know how to cook.
Right. Agreed.
Men and women. So I'm bringing
it back. I'm going to learn before I'm 40.
Good. I'll help you.
I'm going to learn. Thank you. You're a good friend.
Should we do tweets of the week?
We should.
Do you want to go first?
Okay. So Tweets of the Week is our favorite little segment that we have. That's our consistent segment. Yep. Where we get to give a shout out to somebody that we really enjoyed on Twitter this week for whatever reason. And I think mine tend to take a turn to the silly a little bit. And this one in particular, I really loved Matt Selman, who is executive producer of The Simpsons in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
So his Twitter is just at Matt Selman. This made me laugh because Fleetwood Mac performed last night in LA. And so he tweeted, Stevie Nicks telling an audience of 65-year-olds that if they believe in themselves, their dreams will come true. It just made me laugh so hard. I was like, that is awesome. Like, just, know your audience. Stevie Nicks, like, chances are their dreams.
We got to start a Tumblr, Dear Stevie Nicks. Yeah,
Tumblr.com. It's true. I just really enjoyed that quite a bit. It was like,
as you should.
Mm-hmm. So, way to be.
My favorite tweet, it was like an exchange. It wasn't just one, but it was my friend Patrick Stevenson, who is Patio Mensch on Twitter, said, my last Twitter exchange with Permort was about how we both had a Fifth Element crush on Mila Jovovich. I like that. And then hashtagged it RIP Big Perm. And I replied with, my last conversation with him was about a coffee cake I brought over. He said Nora Borealis would be lucky if she even got a piece. And then Nora chimed in after that and said, for the record, I got some scraps.
No, I love her.
I just love that he was in such a funny, amazing spirits, mm-hmm. even that close.
Yep.
And I also love the idea of bringing, I love bringing food to people. Like, food is totally, you know.
A comfort.
Well, and you can't, like, those basic things totally go away at mm-hmm. that point. You know, you can't think about even getting groceries or cooking or.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if you saw, but, like, their a bunch of their friends just made them a Thanksgiving dinner, which I thought was really cool. All they had to do was set the table. They had all the food, like, brought to them.
I love that.
Yep. I love that, too. And when I learn how to cook, I fully intend to do that for somebody.
Well, you brought a great, you brought cheese and apples today. And I think that is, and, that was exactly what I needed you to bring.
Oh, so, good.
Yeah. It was like, I made chili. So I'm having some people over and I made a big pot of chili, but I was that's all I can handle. Like, I can't do that in appetizer. Mm-hmm. So I said, hey, everybody,
bring a thing,
bring something to share. I'm making this so you know what to bring. And then let's, but yeah, no, I think you did a great job.
Thanks, Kate O'Reilly.
It can always be like putting stuff together, not just, you know, actually making something.
You're right.
So.
Well, I think that's a wrap.
Tweets of the week. Nice work.
Good job. High five. Air high five.
Y5.
Oh, that's a good one. I never heard of that.
Yeah. Y5. We used to do it at my old job a lot. Well, thanks for joining us today.
You're the best.
You're the best.
You are. This is Jen, and you can find me on the internet at jenshaw.com or on the Twitter at jenshaw or on the Instagram at jenshaw or on the Facebook at jenshaw. It's just really like a brand. It's just a brand.
Seems like a theme. It is. I like it.
I just added those extra ones in there.
This is Kate, and you can find me at clever-kate.com or on Twitter at cleverkate.
And on Instagram.
At Clever Kate.
And on
Pinterest.
At Clever Kate.
And
Facebook.
Right. AOL.
Instant Messenger.
You can find this podcast on mathishard.net or anywhere you listen to podcasts, including
iTunes.
iTunes. Take a moment to rate us there if you would, and we'll make you cookies.
As soon as I learn how.
Woot woot. XOXO.
JK.